Welcome, welcome, welcome to Focus Driven with John Hudson. It's truly an honor and a pleasure for you guys to tune in, to chime in. I mean, what can I say, man? It's been a long time. I took this break for a number of different reasons, but I'm so glad to be back, back at it again. Since we last talked, you know, there was a pandemic order out for the whole country for everybody to stay at home. And you know, we couldn't do anything. We couldn't go outside. We couldn't, well, we could go outside, but we weren't supposed to go to like parks or restaurants or anything of that magnitude because of the pandemic. And, as of this week, they're starting to open things back up because of the coronavirus and all the things that's been going on. So I have been doing a lot of things behind the scenes. I've taken a break from social media, my Facebook page, my Instagram page, all those things. So you will be surprised what has perspired since then. But all in all, I think it's a good thing. I'm just glad to hear you. You know, I'm glad to hear that the world is healing and trying to heal and trying to get their ability to recognize what's really important in life. And I believe that during this season, we've all have been distant enough, you know, practicing social distancing so that we can get reconnected back with God. And reconnecting is something that we all must do. So I'm very, very glad to hear that that has been happening now like never before. So if you was to really understand the logistics of today's world and what's going on, we all have to really take a step back and say, wow, you know, we just went through almost two and a half months of not being able to do life as normal. And we don't know if normality of life, as we call it from the past, will be ever the same again. So we have to tap into something that will remain the same from yesterday, today, and forevermore, and that's the word of God. I'm just excited about what's going on, what's happening, even during this season of uncertainty. We have a firm and a great, stable, trustworthy, confident, assuring, and loving foundation through Christ. I have been very, very diligent in trying to find ways to motivate myself and to motivate other people. And it hasn't been easy lately. I also have been working behind the scenes on a non-for-profit that I started back last year. And I've been trying to get funding for it. And because of the pandemic, it has slowed a lot of funding down. As you already know, you know, the world right now is experiencing a decrease in jobs now like never before. In fact, unemployment rate is almost at its highest that it's been since the Great Depression, if not passing highest it's been since the Great Depression. So everything right now is literally on lockdown, and you really can't get anything that you really want, even as far as a job. So I want to give some hope today. I wanted to give some words of encouragement. I wanted to let everybody know that we still serve a miracle, supernatural, unparalleled, unprecedented God that can do any and everything at any given time. And I'm not saying this in the sense of, you know, having everybody do this to throw salt in the air and wish upon a star, but I'm doing this that you will literally understand that, hey, you know, life is worth living. And that there is a God that will take care of you, even if you don't have a job, if you're going through a divorce, if you're sick and you have the COVID virus. You know, I want to tell you, we serve a healer, and nothing is impossible with God. If I was to say what's coming good out of this whole coronavirus pandemic situation, I can mention that, you know, the murder rate in most cities or in most areas, the murder rate is down. The crime rate has gone down significantly. Violence has decreased because of the world pandemic. But on the flip side of that, man, suicide is still up. Abuse is up. The divorce rate is still at its highest. And right now, if you are in the middle of a divorce going through this right now, it's tough. It's really tough, especially if you been kicked out of the home or you're not in the home anymore and you have kids. This is the time where us as believers really have to be wise and seek the Lord. So I'm not as joyous and zealous as I normally would be. But in my heart, I believe that God is just getting ready to take a lot of people to the next level. And I mean that in such a way where doors are being opened and barriers are being broken and people are starting to collaborate and connect with others to help out and to give joy and love and hope on some things that they may have thought they couldn't accomplish. I've seen many a mountains being moved since this pandemic. A lot of people are like, "Oh, what's so much negativity going on in the world? What in the world is positive during this season?" And I'm here to tell them that, man, there's so much positive going on that I don't think you really realize. One of the biggest things that's positive outside of the crime and violence rate and all that going down is the fact that you are still living and you are breathing, listening to me. I hope the sound of my voice and everybody under my voice is inhaling the Holy Spirit and gravitating to the matter of fact that you're living for a purpose and that God has a plan for your life. Jeremiah 29 and 11 in God's words reads, God has a plan and has a plan to prosper you, to give you hope and a future. And so I want to challenge you today. What are you doing with your life, even during this pandemic? Some might argue and say, "Well, I'm at home quarantining," which you should be. But do you know you can possibly reach more people at home during this pandemic than if you was out and about, going about your normal regular routine? Just like how I'm reaching out to you right now through audio or through video. Some of you have never seen me, have never even known that I existed, or even had a podcast up until this season right now. And I want to encourage you, if this is your first time listening to me, man, you need to go to YouTube. You need to look for John Hudson and, subscribe. And not only me, but other great Christian networks or podcast individuals who are giving people a reason to live, a reason to uphold the truth and the value of Jesus and a reason to believe in the Holy Spirit. It's funny how I talk about the reasons to believe as I am the one of the leaders of a great non-for-profit organization that I have launched. And I am so proud of the progression and the ways that things are going for the non-for-profit right now. Just a year ago, I was very, very excited about what's to come, how I can help young people and families and young boys and give leadership and prevention strategies and hope and share my messages with people and even let people know through my books that I've wrote, like how they can move forward in life, give them some life skills and strategies of what they can do to better themselves, not only physically, but spiritually. And when you get a chance, you can now log in and go to johnwhudson.org and check me out and just know and see what's going on. I'm getting ready to launch some video and some educational curriculum things to young people and families so that they could get more educational insight through online activities. And it's something nobody is really. Well, I don't want to say something nobody's doing because everybody's doing it now, but I want to do it in such a way that it will actually have more people chime in to johnwhudson.org and click on the reasons to believe link and be aware and express and to execute the plan of trying to make themselves feel better through the website. I think a lot of people are going to be encouraged from that. So I wanted to mention that. But today I wanted to give a scripture to you. I want you guys to start doing two things. One is I want you to visualize your miracle. And I want you to visualize in such a way that you put pictures up on your wall. You might want to write some things down that you really want to pursue and do, and start visualizing yourself being successful, and visualizing yourself being healed and prosperous and well and joyful and happy. Even during the season of what's going on right now, you still have a choice. You have a choice to see your dreams come true or to give up on your dreams. So today I wanted to bring you a scripture about visualizing your miracle. And this is Genesis 15 and 5. It reads, "And he brought him forth abroad and said, Look now towards heaven and tell the stars if they be able to number them. And he said unto him, So shall thy seed be." Basically, it's saying is if you can look at the heavens, and if God can at least pronounce the stars and what he sees from a visual and make those things come true and manifest themselves, you can do the same thing. And I wanted to encourage you today to visualize yourself being successful. I have met a lot of great people in my life. And I'm talking about from athletes to musicians to book writers, community leaders, preachers, pastors. In my short 42 years of living, I have met some of the world's best individuals. And it's not because of me and what I have done. It's just sometimes I was at the right place at the right time. And I've just been blessed that they allowed me to meet them and take a photo with them or whatever. But one of the things that I have done in my life is that I'm a picture person and I'm a visual individual. I love to capture things and put them up to where I can see it and know that it exists. People talk about all the time. You've heard about like speakers say, create a vision board and look at your success. Look at the things that you want to accomplish. If there's a car that you want, like take the car that you want, put it on the wall and meditate on it and visualize yourself having that car. If there's a building or you see yourself having a lot of money, putting up posters of money or prosperity or things like that, those things actually work. One of the things that I have done is all the people that I've met, I have like a little small wall of fame that I created here in my place. And I've met everybody from Daryl Stuckey, who's a great friend of mine, professional athlete, to Shaquille O'Neal. I call him Dr. Shaq because people forget he has his doctorate degree. To Dedrick Haddon, and I've met him. I've met Lecrae. I've met a lot of great, what the world would call influential people. And the thing that I've done is kind of placed them on a wall to kind of remind myself to say, hey, if they can do it, you can do it too. But not only since they have done it, you have taken pictures with people who have done it. So just know that you're in the same limelight as them. And that the same things that they have, you can and you will have it too. And so I want you to put yourself in that mode. Start speaking to yourself and start declaring the things that you want through Jesus Christ. And start declaring the fact that you are healed and that my body will line up. Speak to that cancer. Speak to that mental illness. Speak to that drug addiction or drug problem and say no more. Enough is enough. I am healed, and by the grace of God, all things flow through him to where I can have what I say I can have. So start speaking that. And I have to remind myself that as well. I wake up every day and I tell God, thank you. I give gratitude, because if you was to admit the gratitude in your life, the more gratefulness that you have for what you're doing and the people who have helped you, the more of that you will attract. on your wall. So when I see these people that I put on my wall, I'm very grateful to think of them and grateful to have met them, because I know a lot of other things are coming from me meeting them that has inspired me to do other higher things through Christ. So I really wanted to get people to know that. So visualize your miracle. Visualize where you want to be and don't give up on it. You can't quit. That's one thing I love about the true nature of Christ. People talk about Jesus and, him coming and dying on 3 days and had his disciples, and he walked around the earth healing people, blessing them, giving parables and stories. I love that. All of those things about what Jesus did with his life was just phenomenal. And people take different parts of what he did through life and they apply it and they see it manifest in their lives. But one thing that people don't talk about, which is to me phenomenal, is the fact that through all the things Jesus Christ did, he never, ever quit. He had a mission from God. He came to earth, wrapped up in flesh, fulfilled the mission, and he completed the task of what he wanted and should have done. He never quit. Meaning, all the love that was shown from God to him, God said, I have to send you down here on this mission. And God accepted that challenge. He never quit. And he fulfilled every promise and every mandate that God put on him. And there were times where I know Jesus wanted to quit, but because of you and I, he made a firm commitment and said, I'm not going to give up. I'm not going to quit. It's too much at stake. I just think that's fascinating, because this is the season where everybody during the pandemic wants to quit. They feel like they have no hope. There's nothing else left in this world to do. People are dying behind me, so I feel like I need to hurt myself or hurt other people. I lost my job, so my family is in dire need, so I just need to quit everything altogether. No. Change your perspective. The very reason why you are in this is because God has something for you if you can hang in there. Because on the other side of what's going on in your life, there's a great blessing that is getting ready to happen. So let me tell you, the secret to life is to not quit. We always hear about this all the time. Never give up, never give up, never give up, never give up. You need to speak that out. I'm never giving up on my dreams. I'm never giving up on my family. I'm never giving up on my goals. I'm never giving up on strengthening my most deepest ambitions. I'm never giving up on my family. I'm never giving up on my wife. I'm never giving up on my husband. These are things that you as believers, we need to use our authority and bring back to what we know is true in our walk and on our journey with Christ. Let me show you this scripture. The Lord is good unto them that wait, for him to the soul that seeketh him. So when you never quit, there's going to be seasons where you have to wait. So just know trials and tribulations come. But the Bible says, rejoice when you endure trials and tribulation. Because in due season, that's the waiting period. In due season, a blessing will occur. So the whole world right now is going through a season where people are quitting and people are, not wanting to hang fast and hold fast on their belief. But I'm telling you right now, hold fast and do not give up, because God is and will provide for you. I'm so glad that, you guys have made it out to another rendition of Focus Driven. I don't want you to lose your focus. Right now, this is the season where everybody is losing their focus. Do not lose your focus. There's a book that I have called Reasons to Believe. If you ever get a chance, go to Amazon.com and check it out. And I wrote in there about individuals who had dreams and visions and they never quit. And they went through like really bad circumstances, including myself, where they were against all odds. Do you like sometimes, even right now, do you feel like you're against all odds? Do you feel like there's nobody or no one out there who understands you as a person and who, for whatever reason, you just feel like there's no hope for you? Well, let me reassure you right now. Oh, my friend, you are so wrong. There's somebody that loves you, there's somebody that cares, and there's somebody that really wants to see you do mighty and wonderful things. And the secret to that, or one of the secrets to that, is for you to be resilient and to not give up. You got to have a bounce back in your spirit. You got to have a bounce back in what you say to yourself. And you got to have a bounce back in knowing that Christ is with you, because he is. So as I leave and as I'm getting ready to close this segment today, I just want to let you guys know. Tell more people about this. I'm normally hype, excited, ready to go, as you heard some of my previous podcasts, but I wanted to mellow it down just a bit, just to let everybody know of my empathy and sympathy of what's going on right now. And like I mentioned earlier, even though we're practicing social distance right now, that does not mean we need to be disconnected from each other and disconnected from God. Because right now, this is the time where we can pull and we can reconnect our spirituality with Jesus Christ. Amen? Cool. So pray for me. Pray for the things that I'm doing. I'm pretty sure you guys will be hearing from me very soon. I'm probably going to end up getting a lot more people to chime in on my website at johnwhudson.org, and you can see what's going on. Shout out to all individuals who've been supporting me especially these last 4 or 5 months, as I've been recreating and grinding and trying to get stuff done. And I want to thank God for allowing me to be in this season where I can help people online and through my podcast and wherever else that people see me. You guys will be seeing me a lot more, especially on the website. Like I said, I got some stuff I think you guys are going to be shocked on. One thing that I want to express is that my new book is coming out. Actually, I have two books coming out. One is called Fred Dexter, Speak Life and Hope. And it's a part of my children's book series that I started many years ago. And during these times, I wanted to give an educational tool to middle schoolers and high school kids about suicide prevention. So be on the lookout for that. I collaborated with a good friend of mine. His name is Leo Carrera. And we have decided to take it upon ourselves to create something fun, adventurous, and spread some life and some hope to you and other individuals who feel like there is none right now, especially for the youth. So look for that coming soon. And I also wrote a book called Disconnect, which is really going through what everybody is going. Everybody right now should be disconnecting from TV and social media. But right now, nobody's thinking in the way that I'm thinking right now, because TV and social media, all it is right now is regurgitating all the negative things that's going on with the coronavirus, people deaths and dying and you know what to and what not to do if you've been infected by this pandemic. Right now, this is the time you need to disconnect and get reconnected with Christ. So, be blessed today. I will talk to you all soon. Thank you for your time, and I'll be back. I'll be back sooner than what you think. God bless. Bye bye.